building, gotta build. All the grounds that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
A podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 220, recorded on September 20th, 2015. I feel like it should be 2020 because there's 20s everywhere. Anyway, I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Freckles.
And I'm Maz. And how is everybody doing today?
We're doing good.
I like those styles.
We're doing awesome.
I don't know how that sounded in the recording, but man, that intro bumper was super loud for me.
Yeah, like,
blow my cans off.
I think we blew everybody's cans off.
So wake up, everybody! The Shaft
cans
is on.
Are still intact.
We're ready to party up in here, so we want to make sure everybody's ready.
I'm excited.
Yeah, jeez. Everybody in the chat room is just pissed now because their headphones. Their cam. We're going to let their ears stop ringing for a second while we talk about our sponsors. Our biggest one is, of course, Creeper Host. Get a 15% off code with the code THESHAFT. Just go to creeper.host and get an awesome Minecraft server. We've been playing on one, and it's been awesome.
It has been. It's actually been really good. Now is the time to get back into Minecraft. I feel like that's a good thing to say. If you've been out of the Minecraft loop for a while, get back on it. It's pretty good. Feeling it.
Feeling it.
Water's great.
Just wait till you get on after the show tonight, Mr. Beyond. There's some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you even knew we're in the game.
I've got my finger hovering over our server. I want to log in now, but I'll wait because the.
Oh, am I not supposed to be in the server right now? Because I'm in the server right now.
No, that's fine. I'm in there now.
Okay. I know. I was just in your house stealing your stuff.
Oh, I've got to revert back to that crappy snapshot, which I'll talk about later, apparently, because y'all on the old snapshot. I can do that.
Oh, do we need to go into the new one? Well, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, also, Engine, ENJIN, they give us our website, so if you need one for a community, they're really good, so go check them out. You can also get a free 30-day trial for Netflix.
Well, free!
And that's it. Oh, damn, I actually have to change that. It's still Dead Workers Party. Netflix.com/Dead Workers Party. But anyway, we'll get that changed later. 30-day free trial for Audible if you want to listen to a bunch of cool books. Audibletrial.com/The Shaft. So that's awesome. Also, if you want to submit anything to the show, we now do it all audibly because we are a podcast. So why make us read your crap? You got to read it to us now. So just go to speakpipe.com/the shaft and don't worry about the dog pooping on Maz's bed, even though that's awesome. That's funny.
Yeah, good time. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that.
I don't think I've ever seen a dog poop on a bed live before. He was hunching and everything.
Yeah, get on it, everybody. What are you doing?
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Perfect.
Excuse my sniffles too. Spring has finally sprung here in Australia, and hay fever's got me all up in the hizzy. So I might be a little bit nasal today.
That's okay. We forgive you. Mm. And lastly, if you want to sponsor an actual individual show, you can actually go to theshaftpodcast.com and then look up at the sponsors. Link and click on that, and we should probably make that easier for you to do because that seems like a lot of stuff. Is that just me? Like, hey, click on a 40 links and
yep.
I think it's actually easy. Just go to theshaftpodcast.com/shop and you can shop to your heart's content.
Buy all those sweet virtual items.
So, speaking of virtual items, let's talk about this.
Our journey!
Our journeys, our loud bumper journeys. So, let's go to Freckles today. First off, Freckles, how was your week? What you been up to?
Well, I gotta say, I was a little bit annoyed. Because I started this wizard tower last week.
Woo!
And yeah, I was pretty excited about it. I had a whole plan and everything. And I go back in to continue working on it, and somebody has built on it, Brent.
Might have been late.
Might have been. So I was a little bit annoyed because it's kind of a pet peeve of mine, like when I'm working on a project.
Yeah.
Is to do the building, and I don't want any help because, you know.
You got plans.
Well, I did
right,
it.
Yeah, right. I have plans.
Got blueprints.
And the fun for me, the fun is building it, not just like having the final product.
So, no, I get that. I get that.
I got kind of annoyed, and you were using a material that I hadn't been using. So I went in your house and I stole a whole bunch of stone bricks.
That's so, yeah.
You saw me in your house just now. That's what I was doing. I was totally raiding your materials.
I thought you were done with it. So I was like, oh, well, I'll put a few. I figured we'd each put on a few
How
layers.
How did that ever look done?
No, like done, like you were sick of the project. Like,
oh, no, I just hadn't been on.
And I was like, well, I'll put a couple. I just put a few layers on. That's it.
For everybody who doesn't know, like the week before, Brent was like, we want to have a wizard tower up there. So when, you know, we go and do our enchantments up there and it'd be kind of cool. Who wants to do that? And Freckles is like, oh, yeah, sick. I'll do that. 2 days later, Brent's like, fuck this. I'm doing it.
Yeah, really.
I'm in there. I'm doing this.
Already dropping the.
Oh, but yeah. Well, I can't. I was sort of, you know, about. I imagine. I don't know. I wasn't there when he decided to take over the project.
I don't talk like that. I never talk like that. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'll go dig it up.
It. I would have been a lot more annoyed if I had to actually, farm all the brick, all the. Stone to make the stone bricks, because that's a lot of time. Not that it's necessarily a lot of work or difficult, but it's time consuming, and I wanted to get to building. So when I went and saw that you already had a chest full of the bricks, I just took them, and that helped.
Yeah,
it eased my pain.
Yeah, yeah, because I've been going off. But
did you see my pet bunny in here? I have a pet rabbit in the wizard tower.
I didn't. No.
Yeah, his name is Merlin.
That's clever.
He's a black bunny. He's adorable. Don't eat him. He's poisonous.
Oh. That's weird.
It's not weird.
Will he give us swords that we can put in rocks?
No. He's just poisonous.
Oh. That's odd. But Merlin whatever the poisonous bunny.
Whatever keeps you from eating him.
I've got, I'll get to that when I get to my week. But what else? What else have you been up to? Besides being mad at me.
Well, accidentally made 16 buttons, and I'm kind of annoyed about that. I wish there was some way to uncraft things, because there are too many times where I accidentally craft all my materials. Like I hold down shift or whatever, and I have like three stacks of sticks or something. I wish there was a way to un that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, an uncrafting table,
because now I have a whole stack of buttons and I only needed one and I never use buttons, so I don't know what I'm gonna do with
them. So one thing you could do with the buttons is use them as decorations and not as actual buttons. Like on the side of the house, if you try it, you'll see it can make like a real cool decorative look.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
But that's, yeah. Besides that, what else do you do with a ton of buttons?
I'll just put a bunch of decoy buttons, so it'll take you like an hour to open the door. It's a wizard tower, right? It shouldn't be easy to get into.
Right, so you got to hit all 5,000 buttons before a door opens.
I should make it like the House of the Undying, and I don't know if you read the Game of Thrones books.
Have they got up to that bit in the TV show yet?
Yes, but it was...
Is that where Aya works? Works.
No, that's the House of Black and White.
Okay.
The House of the Undying is where Daenerys goes when she loses her dragons and she wants to get them back. It's in Qarth.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Give me back my dragons!
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, was that you in the episode?
It was, yeah, pretty much.
It's kind of weird how you sounded just like her.
Yeah, that was uncanny.
They do a lot of post work on my face. In After Effects afterwards, but generally they slap a wig on me and like,
I am Daenerys Targaryen, leader of the free world,
whatever the hell she is. Nailed it.
Oh, I'm glad she doesn't drop F-bombs.
She tries very hard.
Wow, it looks like we just got a follow or something. We just got a yabba dabba do.
Wow, I don't know what that means.
Thank you. It's part of our we have a new bot in our stream, and it's funny you talk about buttons, because that's our currency in the stream is buttons.
Woo!
I've got tons. I can go buy anything in the stream.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So, sound like you had a fun week. Maz, I know you had a busy week, but...
I'm working on a short film at the moment, so that's kind of eaten a lot of my time. And I might actually get you guys to record some... what do you call it? When reaction videos for me, because I want to launch the video with a reaction montage as well. So if you're into spooky shorts,
sorry to deprive you of what is sure to be very humorous reactions, but nope, I don't do scary.
So you should have told her that. You would have gotten an awesome reaction.
Yeah, if you hadn't told me it was spooky, if you tricked me, you would have gotten the best reaction ever, but I can't handle it.
Yeah. No, you would have figured it out within the first 1 second. You'd be like, this is spooky. Because I'd be like, okay, I need you to film it with like one key light on your face in the dark with your headphones on. What? Nope. So I've been working on that. I played a little bit of Minecraft with you guys last week. We went to the Nether, which I'll cut up so that the people can have a look at, because that was pretty funny. The last snapshot, guys, what was going on there? How many times did I... die just because I logged out, and we had that whole doppelganger thing going on.
Yeah,
where I died and woke up in next to my bed, and there was another me just staring at me, and everyone else could see him too, and it was like, which one's the real one? Anyway, it was all very peculiar.
So did we update since then, or did we not? We're still on that snapshot.
Yeah, still on the same one.
Planet has updated to 37B since then.
Huh.
Hopefully that's what they fixed. Oh, you know what? We'll probably get to the news section and it will tell us exactly that.
Except for I didn't put that in the news, but we'll
would have been sweet, sweet smoothness, but...
You can put it in while I talk about my week. How about that?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
So I've been playing a lot of Minecraft, apparently. I've been making wizard towers. No, not really. I thought she was kind of done or not. So I put a couple layers on and then I left. I figured we would just kind of do it like that. Everybody throw a level, whatever. But no, Bruce is on the server. So, I saw Bruce's house. He showed me that. He's playing more than y'all. That's apparent.
Oh man. Once he's in, there's no stopping him. He's a beast.
So, build a bunch of roads. I've been terraforming, and I built a bridge over to Freckles' area.
About that.
He's gonna get angry. And now we've got a river that goes to another lake that I'm trying to get us some waterways so we can like travel faster. And I brought us back a horse. So we now have
horse, but you destroyed my birch farm to put that bridge up.
And there's more birch trees around.
Not many. And that's why I originally went to your house, because I needed to look for the birch wood that came from those trees, because I had none.
I don't remember any birch trees. Like there wasn't a farm.
There was a row of five of them directly behind my house.
Oh, I didn't touch directly behind your house.
Well, yes, you did, because there's no trees there.
Well, I didn't do it. Maybe Brucey did it.
It was exactly where your bridge is.
There was water there. There was a lake there. That's why I made the bridge.
Well, yeah, further back there's a lake, but in between the lake and our lake was trees. I promise.
There was water. That's why I made a bridge.
Okay, well, somebody cut my trees down.
I have a thing against birch trees. I just don't chop them down. Yeah, I've always been like that.
Huh. Maybe somebody else chopped them down for the wood, not knowing that I had planted them there on purpose.
And that's like, this would be a great place for a bridge.
I have all the saplings. It's really not a big deal.
Man, she's so angry. I don't know. We might need to kick her off the server.
Oh, man, if you came anywhere near my house.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Building bridges and changing things, I'd be angry too.
Well, I'm trying to stay off of everybody else's like little, like around their house. But like between the houses, I'm trying to give us like modes of transportation and
it looks
stuff.
Good though.
So and then I made some other stuff that I can't talk about until Maz logs in. But
that's exciting.
We'll talk about that next week, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the weeks of I wanted to know I want to start asking like a question each week to the audience, see if we can get them to call in and answer a question. And this week was kind of, I want to know y'all's opinion too, but what if we like expanded the show? So this is basically the question. What do you think about us expanding the show to include more information on other sandbox type games? We're going to talk about one in the news, or actually in sightings today. And so I want to know what people think about that. Do you want to hear about other sandbox games? How in depth? And what do we consider to be that type of game that you would want to hear us talk about? Let us know. Speakpipe.com/theshaft. Go ahead and call in now. The rest of the show is going to be super boring, so you're not going to miss anything. That's a joke. It's a joke, people.
It's hilarious.
Oh, snap. Well, prove us wrong, Brent. Right.
Okay.
I know. I'm looking at these show notes. And
I may be right. Okay, anyway, so let's move on to this.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Sightings. That's where we talk about things we've seen with our eyes. That's why
they're sighting.
We've sighted them. Not like...
First thing on a... Not like what, Brent? The first thing on our list is this Dragon Quest Builders, which Freckles, you mentioned pre-show. I've had a look at this. It's pretty exciting. It's like a really super polished Minecraft with that whole Square Enix coat of paint over the top. But, I mean, all I've seen is the sort of pre-rendered cinematic. Has anybody seen anything more gameplay about it?
No, I've only seen that cinematic as well, but I am really excited about it. Really looking forward to that.
And this isn't out till like January, right? It's like next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do and how it plays, because I mean, there's always been this thing with Minecraft. There's been tons of clones out there.
Yeah.
And none of them have done better or even close to Minecraft, right? So it's like, is there just some kind of magic formula that Minecraft hit? And also because it was kind of the first, if you don't count the ones that, you know, they got the ideas from. And
I feel like the community behind Minecraft, like, just grew in the right way to begin with. Like, there's nothing particularly special about Minecraft. Like, you look at Cubelands or any of the other number of knockoffs, that they didn't have the community, whereas some of them had better graphics, some of them had better features, some of them, you know, like, it's just loyalty is kind of what kept
Minecraft exactly, because
alive,
I feel like when Minecraft came along, it was kind of the first one, at least for me, it was the first one I ever heard of or played
that was
like it. So everybody got super into it, and then whenever anything came out that was similar, it wasn't going to be as popular because everybody already had Minecraft and already loved Minecraft. So it was, it became like the basis of comparison for all other games.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you think it'll take something like Dragon Quest Builders or anyone else who wants to come into the fray? What will it take to topple Minecraft from the position and get people going, oh my goodness, this is actually so much better than Minecraft?
I don't see that happening.
No.
Yeah, I just don't know what, because like I said, we've already seen kind of some really close competitors. So, yeah.
At least for me, I don't see that happening. But people that I know that don't like Minecraft, the main reason they don't like it is because you're pretty much left to your own devices.
Yeah.
There's no like clear objective. There's no go here now, find this thing, do this.
Yeah.
And so it leaves a lot up to you and to your imagination. And if that's not the sort of gamer you are, that's not the sort of game you like, you're not going to like it. So maybe adding some sort of element like that in, but I feel like games have done that before also.
Mm.
Like Don't Starve is a survival game, and it's similar to Minecraft in that you can do whatever you want and craft things and collect things and you have to survive, but there's also a game mode where you have to, you go from level to level. You have to like find, there's certain pieces you have to find and put together, and you go to different levels. So the, it, there is a progression. But I find that when I play Don't Starve and I get into that game, like I get into Minecraft, where I can just waste weeks at a time doing nothing but, I don't even play the adventure mode. I play the survival mode.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't need objectives. I don't need a plot or anything like that. And that's, I think, why I get so into these games, because I'm just left to my own devices and there is no end.
I feel like for me, I'm kind of the opposite. Like, I'll play it aimlessly for a while, and I enjoy building. But once I've got my house and I feel happy with that, I kind of run out of things to do. But bar going to the end and killing the dragon, and bar going to the Nether and trying to make one of those shadow skeleton things with three heads, whatever they're called, I've never done it. It's too hard.
The wither.
The wither. Bar doing those two things, there's not much else to do. I feel like if a game came along like Dragon Quest and it had a whole bunch of sort of submissions that you could do, if they did the villager system better, or take some clues from like things like World of Warcraft that has heaps of stuff to do, as well as the main story point, I think that could topple and get people more interested. But at the moment, doing it properly, I feel.
Yeah, I think that's something that could topple it. A MMO that was built pretty much just like Minecraft, but like where you could basically do anything with the world, you know.
Mm.
It's so kind of easy to grief, though, that you would have to have like some kind of, you know, parcels or some kind of land where you can do the building or whatever. It seems like, but if you could somehow do it in a way without people grieving each other.
I mean, I'd be happy with it staying how it is, you know, single player, or, you know, like we run on a server with people that you trust not to be, you know, take over tower projects or whatever.
tear down birch forests.
But like, I mean, the villagers are there. Like, why can't, hey, you talk to one villager and it activates a quest and it spawns a chunk in with like a giant wizard's tower, and you've got to go kill this wizard and bring back his spell book, and then the villagers are like, yay, you got the spell book, which means now you can have super tools or whatever. I don't know.
I really like that idea. Like, the villagers can just give you quests, and that way if you're like, oh, I don't have anything that I want to build right now, but I still want to play, what can I do? Yeah. There's some ideas. Because I sit here and I'll ask people in the room, what should I build? What should I dig for? I'll give myself a stupid goal, like find 5 diamonds, and then I'll do that, and then I'll be like, okay, now what? Go find this. And that's, I really like that idea.
Well, and I think they need to modernize their application more with, like you said, like WoW does, like, you know, so you can have friends and be able to talk cross servers and, you know, the friends list and things like that. And did I mention friends? Definitely friends. I need friends.
Do you need friends?
Will someone be my friend, please?
Be my friend.
I need a friend. Do you got a friend for me?
Nobody wants to add you.
I know. Jerks. And also, it's like they're doing a lot of work with the what do they call it, the Minecraft servers, you know, their own built-in thing.
Yeah, I've actually forgotten as well, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But they're doing a lot. I mean, they're adding so many like maps and modes and all this stuff to it, but we don't get to see it unless we pay extra money each month to see it. Like I think that's ridiculous, honestly. Like think I don't know, it's like they're trying to compete with the all the companies that have come out there and made servers, you know, and hosting servers and all that. Hey, we want to compete against you, but we're gonna do it, and we're gonna actually put content that you can't do. Like we're gonna make it within the game, and I don't know. It's it seems like they're competing with the wrong people. Like, compete with people making games, not with people hosting servers.
Yeah, there you go. Think about it. They want more money out of the people who've already spent money, rather than, you know, the one-timey. You know, add a feature to the actual game, someone buys the game. Add a feature to a
server, so from a business perspective, it makes sense what they're doing. Doesn't mean we have to like it, though.
Yeah. Well, that's that was a siding, so let's move on. This next one, YouTuber N11CK is recreating the GTA 5 map, the entirety in Minecraft.
That's we've seen madness.
We've seen the Lord of the Rings, and we've seen the magic place with Harry, and
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. we've seen Pokemon arenas, and we've seen Pinkie Pie's house. But now, yeah, in Westeros. But now we get GTA 5, so we get to see that.
That's crazy.
So we'll link to all that in the site. Did you want to say something else?
Nah, it's just crazy. Like, why? Why do it? Almost done.
Probably because there was no quest, and they said, well, what can I do? And, right?
Probably. It's been doing it. First things I ever did when I started playing Minecraft was I built Two Fort.
Don't bother me. Two Fort. Okay, and so now we've got this next segment that is so awesome, it actually has two bumpers. And the first bumper goes a little something like this.
Did it.
Wait.
Trial.
The shaft. It's back. No. The walking zombies didn't get you too, did they? I'm sorry, friend. But you'll just have to let the talking shaft know. I have a listener contribution here waiting for them. Just take it.
Try.
Please.
Trial.
Listener contributions is real do, and I like to listen while I go to the bathroom.
So yeah, the first one was from JBJ Blaze, who's probably going to be upset because I think he left his trial message in there. And then the second one was from SD Max Splash, which is what he does when he listens to the show, apparently, on the pooper.
Apparently.
He does a little SD Max Splash. Splish Splash! My poopy went crash. So we actually have some listener contributions in this week. Not to mention, we said last week if we don't get at least 5 call-ins this week, no show. And y'all came through.
Threatening to pull a plug on the shaft.
So keep doing it.
Cave in the shaft.
Threats can be very effective.
Super effective.
Brent, I wanted to ask you a question since you've also got kids. I saw this graphic floating around Facebook, and I'm sure you've seen it because it was on Facebook. And it said something like my kid misbehaved or whatever. So after they went to bed, I logged into Minecraft and destroyed all their buildings. I wanted to get your take on that.
Oh, I think that would be horrible.
I would never do that to my kid.
I did it on accident though, because when they took down, actually I didn't, that MC Poop Hosting or whatever their name was. When they took down our server, they took down my kids' server, too, and lost their map and everything. So, but I'm the one who had to go to my kids and say, hey, I'm sorry the map was taken down. Apparently, my show was not as exciting anymore. Not enough people listened. And so MC Poop Hosting decided not to keep your server around, and they just destroyed it. They just they pooped on your server and killed it. And it's because your dad is a failure. I'm sorry, kids. So if anybody out there still has an MC Poop Hosting server, I would turn it off tonight and go get you a Creeper Host server. I'm just saying, they're a bunch of assholes over there. Oh, wait, that came out wrong. I'm getting bitter. I'm going to stop right now. Okay, so what were we talking about? Destroying servers and people's hopes and dreams on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, there's my take.
All right. Thanks.
So, with that, we got a question here from Reed.
Hey, Brent.
Hey.
I was just calling to ask about your opinion on automation in Minecraft. With the addition of hoppers and advanced redstone, it makes many tasks easier and quick. But do you think it takes away from the heart of the game? Do you think the developers should head more in a build craft direction or stick with adding more adventure aspects to the game? What's your thoughts? Thanks, guys. Bye.
No, personally, I think they should go the adventure route. I think the technical stuff, I kind of like how they do it now, because it's like so technical to get to the really technical stuff that if you're just playing the game, you're not going to get to it. Like, you're going to have to go watch tutorials and things to get to like really, really automated stuff and working with comparators and all that stuff. But if you're into that, it's there. You'll get to it. But you're not going to get flustered if you're not. It's just not even going to be on your radar. But if they went the adventure route, that's kind of, I think, for the other side of the equation. And is what's lacking from the game. I think the new Nether is probably a good addition, but Quest, like Maz has said, and there is a little bit to that. Like the villagers, they already ask for stuff, right? If they just had like, hey, go get me this, and it was this weird something, and you're like, well, where the hell do I get that? But I want to get it because if I get them that, then I get a dragon egg or something cool, right? They don't actually have to have like a quest with a quest text that say go get me something. It's already part of their mechanic. You just got to figure out the other part.
Yep.
What do y'all think?
Yeah, I mean,
I like it.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, that's great conversation there.
I think we covered it all. We covered it all in our sightings when we talked at length about quests and stuff.
That's true. So we'll move on to the next question from SBG Diamond.
Hey, Shaft Podcast. This is SBG Diamond. Hope you guys are having a fun time on the podcast. Like, we are all listening. And I'm just glad you guys are back, because I was worried that Shaft was down. I haven't really been keeping up with you guys. And yeah, this is also a listener contribution. I should probably should have said that. But yeah, so keep up the good work. I'll keep listening to it. And yeah. So, just wanted to say thank you, and yeah, so that's pretty much it. Thank you.
And it sounded like he was still going. And,
who was that from?
That was from SBG Diamond. And thank you. I mean,
thank you
for listening.
We don't hear that enough. We just hear complaints from, you know, JBJ usually.
People that don't like
No, I'm just kidding, Jay. JBJ. I gotta get your first name, so I'm just always call you JBJ.
Jables.
I like that. But, call in. Let us know, you know, how we're doing. I always delete the negative ones. I listen to them.
Do we get negative ones?
Not this time. No, no.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the negative...
And make us grow. Make us stronger.
When I say negative, I mean when they're like, your audio sucked ass. And I'm like, well, that's just...
Not helpful.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's helpful to know that it sucks, and that's fine, let me know, and but there's no reason to play it on the air, right?
No.
Because, yeah, anyway. So, let's see, we have two more calls, but they're from the same person. Let's go with this. Long time call-in-er. You might recognize the voice, or you might not.
Hi there, my name is Victor. Thanks very much for doing a great episode of The Shaft. Always a pleasure. Great to see you back in working order, Mr. Copeland. See you soon.
That was weird.
It's not the Victor I remember.
That is not the Victor I remembered. Let's see if this is.
I just realized that the audio I just sent in before, I actually did it a little bit wrong, so I want you to pretend that that audio I just sent you, where I was like, hey guys, good to see you back and shit, that one's gotta go, you know, you gotta forget about that one. So I'm here now, so I gotta be like, hi there, it's me, Victor, again, and it's nice to see you back doing the Shaft podcast. I look forward to calling in 20 times an episode. Yay. Hi, Maz.
I'll pick you. You old chestnut. There we are. Okay.
Is that a.
Good to hear from you, Victor.
Is that an Australian saying? Chestnut?
No, I don't know where that came from. I was just trying not to swear, to be honest.
Well, that's flipping awesome. I'm glad you didn't swear and said chestnut instead.
Thanks, Victor. Does that mean we have to. Do I have time to go to the bathroom because we're going to play 20 more sound bites?
No, there's no more from Victor. No more from Victor. Nice. We're actually going to move on to the next segment we like to call. Woo!
Excavation Station.
Boom. Headshot.
With an egg. So we got some call-ins. Let me go over to the call-in screen. Here they are. The first one is from Crimson Portal.
Hey, Shafters. It's Crimson Portal, and I had an idea for Excavation Station. Instead of having to drink the whole potion, you should be able to drink part of the potion and then get part of the effects of it. Like, the time, I mean. This would make it easier if you're running away from mobs, so you can still get the potion effect and get away without having to stop and slurp. Thank you, and have a good show. Maz, don't be too mean, please. Bye.
Don't be too mean.
Nope, it's silly. I mean, the potions already last, like, what, 30 seconds or something? You want to, like, use a tiny bit to make it last 1 second so that you can just get away? No. No, it's silly.
What a... well...
Yeah, I do think that you should be able to scull it faster. I think... It was a bit ridiculous, but...
Like, most games, they're insta-click, right? Like, a potion.
Yeah, it is like, well...
And maybe that's wrong, but, like, why does it take you 3 hours to suck down a little bottle of something?
That is a long time.
I mean, people do it on the run when they're running marathons. They suck down Gatorade and water and, like, so why couldn't they do it? I think it's silly to...
One of two things needs to happen. You need to be able to down in one, like, whoop, or if you are sipping it... It doesn't make you crawl, you know, like you should be able to run away from something and scull something at the same time, like, because that would make sense. If you want to be more realistic, I can walk and drink at the same time, like, realistically.
I agree. And I think so. I'm going to say, Crimson Portal, your idea, though Mavs thinks it's silly, it fixes a problem that we think could just be fixed in a different way. So the problem you want to solve is there and correct. So good thinking. And see, I'm changing it. All positive.
Spinning it. That's right.
Spinning it to winning it. And let's see what Flaming Yeti wants.
Hey, Shaft. It's me, Flaming Yeti, and I have an idea for the excavation station. Yes, that one. I think that when it's night time, the animals, lovely passive ones, they would go over to wool or hay or carpet or something soft, and they'd lay down and they'd sleep. I think it'd be really cool, nice bit of immersion, and it would add a use for, like, chicken houses and barns and stuff. Let me know what you think of my idea. I'm quickly running out of time, so bye.
I think some of the animals... Okay, so basically he wants, you know, to have some of it has actually no use in the game, but it just looks cool, right? Gives more reality. One thing, the cows would still need to sleep standing up.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's a lie. If you actually, from the south and have cows, you actually know that they sleep sitting down. So the whole cow tipping thing, those cows are awake when you tip them. Yeah,
that's just mean.
Yeah, they actually sleep sitting down. So, but I think that'd be great. And you could look out and see them sleeping. And
yeah, I think some things should
be certainly. Z's over their head.
Maybe they're a little bit easier to kill if they're asleep.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
What about, here's my excavation station. A sack. A sack that you could fit 4 chickens into. So instead of having to go and, like, show chickens a seed, you could just throw them in a sack.
Like capture, like a trap.
Yeah, you catch them when they're sleeping at night. You just throw them into your sack and run back and put them into your thing.
I like it.
And maybe one pig.
I like it. I think there should be a way to trap animals.
There's that lasso. Don't just use your lasso.
The lead.
Yeah. Does that work on all animals?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Never tried to put a lasso on a chicken.
I did find us a swamp though on the server that's really close to us that we can get slimes to build leads with.
Oh.
And I found horses. Anyway, we got another call. This is the last excavation station. Did you have something to say, Maz?
I was going to say I like the idea of using the hay bales to make animals go to sleep for, like, an immersion point of view. I think that's Like, hay doesn't do anything else, does it?
Hay, you can feed it to horses to make them heal faster.
No. Hay bales.
Yeah. You can feed
it. Actually feed the whole... Yeah, have a block of hay, man.
Yeah, and it gives them, like, 10 hearts back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, no, that's about it. That and look. So yeah, make it do something else. I still think you should be able to put it into like a fenced in area with cows or horses and they auto feed and mate with hay bales.
Yeah.
Maybe to a less degree when you do it hand by hand. But so yeah, because there's what, 9 wheat in a hay bale? Mm. And so you could mate 8 cows, so maybe it could only do 6 with a hay bale.
Mm-hmm.
So you're wasting wheat, but it's auto doing it. And so I each day you'd
have to. The reason it doesn't do that is because if you put some hay up to make something look nice, and then all your cows and your horses are constantly eating it, it would probably bug you.
Yeah. Well, but if you put it. That's fun. This is where they need to, I think, change where. Things affect other things. Like, villages already work that way. If you build villages right with doors, you can actually make more villagers, right?
Yeah.
And things like that. Well, if you put hay into a fenced-in area, so it's fenced in with your animals, then it would have that property that they could mate with it.
Mm.
But like you said, if it just was on the side of your house or next to your barn or not fenced in, then it wouldn't have that same effect.
If you put the hay down in a pentagram shape, then
all of the cows
draw
the hell level. You will get to the hell level. That's what will happen.
There is no cow level.
Okay, next. So our last excavation station, and we will remind you that if you want to leave your own, you can call speakpipe.com/theshaft and leave your own call. All these people did it, and it was super easy for them. So last one is from our good friend who made the bumper SD Max Splash, and I'm pretty sure he was on the pooper when he thought of this.
Hi, guys. This is SD Max Splash, and this is for Excavation Station. What I would really like to see in Minecraft, I know this has probably already been said, but I'd like a left hand, craftable saddles, and a sword that has like only 2 ores in the entire world of Minecraft. And if you somehow happen to find those 2 ores to make that sword, it kills the Ender Dragon in 1 hit, but you can only use it once. I think that would be a good idea. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep it up. Going for 250. You should do like a giant show for 250. That'd be fun.
What? See ya. So, craftable saddles are a great idea.
Yes. See? Yes. Why are they not a thing? We've already discussed this. You know, they want us to.
Pretty sure everyone in the world agrees.
Yes, because we have 1 horse and 1 saddle, in our. Epic Lake area.
It just seems like they should be making, you know, special items, like special weapons and armor with great properties. That's what we should be going out looking for in mine shafts and dungeons, not saddles. Saddles are what we need to go out on those adventures. We need to make them with our hands.
Yeah.
For our horses.
Yeah, dungeons should have enchanted armor and weapons. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, just sword of the horse lord. That's what you find. And it's got, like, horse firing properties.
And records.
Yes.
Oh, like, records. Right. And, So, okay. That was...
I couldn't get over the fact that he did that from a jacuzzi, it sounded like. He's chilling in my jacuzzi, guys. What do you reckon about saddles? Should be able to craft them. Yeah.
He's dropping some kids off at the pool. With the jacuzzi. That leads us to...
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
That's what Maz has been hearing all week, so I thought I'd give him a little more of that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit over it, to be honest.
Already?
Yeah, people are making really crap levels in Mario Maker. Like, I go on to play, like, 8 levels, and they're all just crap.
So
it's like just a row of Goombas and then the end. It's like, what? Why?
Anyway. Just wasting your time. Speaking of wasting your time, no. We've got some news this week. We actually forgot to talk about it last week, but the Pocket Edition is actually moving towards closer in line with the desktop version, with the Windows 10 beta version, which is... So I wonder if they're trying to get away and ditch Java.
Yeah, I think this is exciting news for everyone involved. It'll run better.
And so right now you can get it for free on Windows 10.
Whoa.
But do you think they'll... Does that mean they're going to start making charging for it? Like the same price as...
I feel like... Now that you've said... When they get an app version that's not Java, it'll be a buy it again situation. And then I wonder, like, because we signed up to Minecraft back in the alpha days when it was like, pay this much money and you can have it for free forever. So I wonder if they're going to support that.
Oh, that's true. They said you'd get all future updates.
Yeah. So
that was before Microsoft owned it.
Yeah, so
they have to. I would imagine they have to honor contracts.
Well, and going with a whole different version like this Windows 10 version, which is, I don't know, it's a way of saying, well, you get all the updates of the version you bought, which was that non-Windows 10 Java version. But this new version is a whole different one.
Yeah.
So,
but until that comes out on Mac, it's not going to be an issue for me anyway. So
that's true. You may never get a new version. You may always be stuck on. And that's what I need to see is, does the 10 version work with the Java version? Can I? I'm going to do it. I've got Windows 10, so I'm going to get my free version of Minecraft Windows 10 and see if I can log in to the server with it.
Hmm.
Also, we talked about the Minecraft Story Mode last month. Now it's officially been announced by the company that it will hit storefronts in October. And you'll be able to buy all the, you know, they come out in, I forget what they call them, but chapters or whatever. But you'll be able to buy them all at once if you want.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's exciting.
I'm super stoked for this. I love Telltale Games and that whole pointy clicky story drama action that they've sort of brought to the table, and you know, it's gonna be good. I don't even know what it's gonna be like. It's gonna be good.
It's got you going crazy then. You know what else is crazy? Do you know how long the Pocket Edition has been number one on the paid apps on the iPhone App Store? Like,
wow!
Since forever, like when it came out, basically.
It still is.
This week, finally, it got knocked off from the top paid app by nothing more than ad blockers.
Oh, so wow.
iOS just finally allowed ad blockers to be made on iOS and on the stores, and so two of them came out, and they're both paid. They're much less than Minecraft. Minecraft is a $6.99 game, I think. And most, you know, iPhone apps are like $1, $2.
Yeah.
And these are like that. But they knocked them off. So yay to them, and sorry to MCPE. They'll probably be back up after this influx of, you know, initial purchases get done, right?
Mm.
Like, I don't see them being the top apps forever on there.
Nah.
So, yeah, that's the news. Are y'all playing? Wow. Y'all are on the server playing and completely I'm ignoring me, aren't you? I see Freckles is. She's smiling. And I hear her clicking, and I'm going to go play too. So that's only fair, right?
Makes sense.
Thanks,
I'm just finishing up our wizard tower.
You're finishing it up.
Yeah.
I had like 40 more layers I was going to put on the thing.
No, you didn't either.
I'll have to just add on a wing to it, I guess.
She's seen your house design, Brent. She don't want no bar of it.
Hey!
I hate my house. I hate my house, and I think I'm going to redo it.
You want to live in a wizard's tower?
Kinda.
Well, I'm sorry. Rebuild your house. That'll be fine. Maz will probably rebuild his after he sees what we did to it.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm just kidding. Oh, no, don't tell him. He hasn't seen yet. He doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, well, okay.
He's about to log in and see, and we'll talk about it next week. So, everybody who's here, who's listening to the show, come back next week. Hear about Maz's exciting time in Minecraft. If he doesn't rage quit the game in general. Let us know all your thoughts and Minecraft confessions at speakpipe.com/theshaft.
Thanks for coming and joining us in the chat room, guys. It's been awesome hanging out.
Good time.
See you next time!
He's already out. Bye, everyone!
I didn't say that.
'm just gonna see how long it'll play, and y'all just sit there and look at me. So before we go, everybody, we'll do a heist. Oh, I spelled it wrong.
Yeah, Brent.
Bye.